All right. Well, it is a great honor and blessing to be with you all.
Oh, sorry. 今天很高兴能够到这里来给大家宣讲信息。
All right. Let's open with a word of prayer.
让我们祷告。
Our Father, we thank you so much for your word. God, we pray that you would help us to understand your word now. That you would increase our faith in Christ. And that you would help us to bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen. So this week, I read an article from smartchurchmanagement.com. And the article is called Seven Keys to Church Growth. And the first key was this: know where the church is going.
第一个秘诀是教会的方向要很确定。
Because people get excited about being part of an organization that is making a difference.
因为呢，人们呢会为一个教会有很清楚的意向、很好的方向，会感到很兴奋。
Number two, create an inviting atmosphere.
第二呢，是要创造一个非常好的一个气氛。
Because people like to be proud of where they worship.
因为人们会很喜欢他们有一个很好的那个敬拜环境。
So it's important to provide an environment that is comfortable, clean, and orderly. Number three was create a welcoming experience. Because everyone wants to be greeted, but not everyone is comfortable being inundated with unwelcome attention. Number four was care for church members.
第四个呢是要关心教会的成员。
Because church members are one of the key customer groups in a church.
因为教会成员呢是教会里面的顾客。
And understanding their unique needs and ensuring that their needs are met is critical for church growth.
要理解他们的需要，并且能够满足他们的需要，是对教会增长非常重要的。
Number five was provide opportunities to serve.
第五呢，是给他们有侍奉的机会。
Because at the core of all of us is a desire to serve others.
因为我们每一个人呢，都是喜欢帮助别人的。
Number six was properly manage church resources.
第六件事情呢，是要管理好教会的财政。
Because there needs to be good oversight and management of God's money.
所以呢，因为神的钱呢，我们需要很好的来管理和使用。
And number seven was enjoy the ride.
第七个呢是要享受这个过程。
Because whether you are the senior pastor, a business administrator, or a church secretary,
不管是牧师呢，还是教会的管理人员呢，还是教会的秘书，
the call should be enjoyable, fulfilling, and balanced.
在神里面的侍奉应该是非常有享受的，也非常有成就感的，并且很平衡。
Now, I wonder what you think of that. Maybe those seem like good ideas to you. Certainly, many of them are practically beneficial. But this whole article rings hollow to me. I want to point out two things I wonder if you noticed. First, of all those keys for church growth, which would not be equally applicable for a business?
第一，这一些秘诀当中，你们听一听，这些跟市场的公司的那些秘诀有没有什么差别呢？
None of them.
没有任何差别。
And don't you think that the keys for growing a church should somehow be different than the keys for growing a business?
你们不觉得一个教会的增长跟一个公司的增长应该不一样吗？
And secondly, of all those keys, did you notice how much they had to do with man and how little they had to do with God?
而且你们有没有注意到，这七个秘诀当中有多少是关于人的，有多少是关于神的？ 有多少是关于神的？
You know, is church growth fundamentally about attracting people to a church like customers to a business?
难道教会的增长从根本来看是吸引人吗？就像是公司要吸引顾客一样吗？
Or is it fundamentally about faithfulness to Jesus so that when he is lifted up, he will draw all peoples to himself?
或者是不是一个教会的增长应该是关于对耶稣的忠心，这样耶稣会被高举，然后耶稣自己来吸引把大家吸引到他面前来呢？
And besides that, is numerical growth even the number one thing that God is concerned about?
难道教会的人数的增加是神最关心的事情吗？
As I read through the Bible, I can scarcely recall God ever lamenting how few people he has.
当我通读圣经的时候，我几乎从来没有看到神觉得人太少了，他很失望。
But again and again, I see God lamenting the faithlessness of those who call themselves his.
但是神常常是为了那些人的忠心而感到伤心。
So what I want to do today is not ask what are the keys for a growing church, but what are the foundations for a faithful church.
所以今天呢，我要讲的事情不是说怎么来把一个教会长大，而是如何来建立一个坚固的教会的一个忠实的教会的基石。
Now, we cannot answer that question fully today, but I think Revelation 4 and 5 provides three crucial foundations.
当然今天我们不可能把这些事情全完全都讲完，但是启示录的四到五章其中提到了三个最重要的根基的问题。
And the first foundation for a faithful church is this: focus on God himself.
一个信实教会的第一个基石是要注目于神自己。
Christianity is God-centered, not man-centered.
基督信仰是忠心于神，而不是以人为中心的。
God is like the sun around which everything should orbit.
神像太阳一样，我们其他的星球都围绕着太阳而旋转。
And we see that clearly here in the book of Revelation.
我们可以非常清楚的在这个启示录里面看到。
The Christians to whom this book was originally written were living in the Roman Empire.And it was during a time when the emperor cult became legally obligatory.
当时的基督徒生活的环境是非常艰苦的，因为当时他们是生活在罗马帝国，然后罗马帝国当时他们的王权是非常大的。
In other words, Roman soldiers could show up at your house and say, throw a pinch of incense in a fire and say, Caesar is Lord.
一个罗马士兵可以跑到你的家里来。对你说，你把那个一个香料扔到火里面去，然后说，凯撒是你的主。
But if you're a Christian, you know that that would be idolatry, and so you refuse.
因为，但是如果你是基督徒呢，你知道这个是拜偶像，所以你必须要拒绝。
But it means you will be put to death as a traitor.
但是这样的拒绝呢，就会让你面临死亡，因为他们说你是叛徒。
So Christians at this time are facing intense fear and suffering.
所以当时的基督徒呢是有很多的惧怕，还有很多的苦难。
Other Christians to whom this book was written were being led astray by false teachers.
然后呢，还有一些基督徒呢是当时呢是被人被假的教师走偏了路。
Others were going along with the sin of the culture, participating in idolatrous feasts and sexual immorality.
而也有一些人呢，当时甚至被当时的环境所影响，他们在有淫乱，并且是有敬拜偶像的宴席。
Others were zealous for right doctrine, but they had lost their first love.
也有一些呢，本来是很热心要追寻真理的，但是后来呢，慢慢呢就失去了起初的爱心。
And still others were lukewarm in their Christianity.
也有一些人是不冷不热。
So God in his wisdom gives this revelation to John to give to these Christians to call them to faithfulness.
所以神呢，以他的智慧把这个启示交给了约翰，并且让约翰给当时的这些基督徒，这样可以让他们能够维持他们的信实。
And the very foundation for the whole book of Revelation is right here in chapters 4 and 5.
所以整本书的中心点呢，就是第四章跟第五章。
The rest of the book is about the unrolling of the scroll we read about here.
后面的那些呢，就是说这个书卷打开的时候，神的书卷打开的时候，它里面描述的事情。
And where does chapter 4 begin?
第四章是如何开始的呢？
It begins with a high, exalted view of God on the throne.
是一个把神高高的放在他的宝座上的一个看见。
You see, God knows that our greatest need, whether we are suffering, whether we are experiencing prosperity, whatever situation we're in, we as Christians, our greatest need is to see Him for who He really is.
神知道我们每一个人最大的需要，不管我们是贫穷还是富足，我们最大的需要是能够清清楚楚地看见神他自己。
And that's why I say the first foundation for a faithful church is to focus on God Himself.
所以我说，一个信实教会的基石，第一个基石就是要真正是专心于神他自己。
Now let's look at this vision of God we've been given.
现在让我们来看一看，神给我们看到的这个意象。
Verse 3 says that he who sat on the throne had the appearance of jasper and carnelian, and around the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald.
所以第四章的第三节，看那坐着的，好像碧玉和红宝石，又有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。
This is John trying to describe the beauty of God.
这是约翰试图要描述神的美好。
Now, what does a rainbow that looks like an emerald look like?
这个是其实挺好笑的，因为约翰说一个彩虹看起来像绿宝石一样。
I have no idea.
这个是好像是比较奇怪的。But
I think the point is that John is trying to describe something indescribable.
所以是约翰他是把世上的语言都用完了，也想不讲不出来神有多么的美好。
He wants to tell us how beautiful God is, so he just thinks of the most beautiful things that he has words for. And he says, God is like that, but greater.
对，所以呢，他是在收集了所有的语言之后，他只能说，神是在美好当中的最美好的，这就是神的样子。
Nothing in all creation can compare with the beauty of God.
神创造的这一切的事情，不管有多么的美好，也不能跟神的美好来比较。
And look also at the power of God.
这也看到神的大能。
Verse 5 says that from the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder.
第五节说到有闪电，声音雷轰从宝座中发出。
Maybe you've experienced thunder clapping just overhead and you have felt the shock wave in your chest.
我想大家可能经历过这样非常大的雷声就在头顶上炸开的时候，我们感觉到我们胸口都有发闷的那种感觉。
Well, God's power is like that, but greater.
神的大能就是像那样，但是远远比那要大得多。In
fact, in Job 26, it mentions all these different things that show us the awesome power of God.
在约伯记第26章就讲到了，所有这些被创造的人都告诉我们，神的大能是多么的伟大。And
then it says, "These are but the mere edges of His ways, and how small a whisper we hear of Him." But the thunder of His power, who can understand?
所以就算是集中了世上所有的创造，所有的东西，在约伯记里讲到，这不过是神工作的周边，我们的听与他的只是细微的声音，他大能的雷声，谁能听懂呢？
God's power is infinite, and He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
神的大能是无边无际的，他能做的事情要远远远远的超过我们所有能够所思所想的。Yet
God's thunderous power doesn't make Him capricious or out of control.
但是神的这个像雷声一样的大能呢，不让他看起来好像是失去控制一样。It
says, "Before the throne were burning seven torches of fire, which are the seven spirits of God, and before the throne there was, as it were, a sea of glass like crystal."
下面是第六节，宝座前好像一个玻璃，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的七灵，宝座前好像一个玻璃海。
Right, these seven torches represent the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
这七盏灯是展现出圣灵的完全。
By whom God is a God who sees all, knows all, fills all.
所以神呢是能够看到一切，知道一切，并且充满一切。
And then before the throne, there is this sea of glass like crystal.
在神的宝座前有一个玻璃的海。
Now for Jews, the sea represents chaos and evil.
在犹太人的眼中，海是代表恶魔和混乱。
Right, there's no rest for the wicked because they are like the troubled sea.
因为他说就是说，坏人的话就像那个有波浪的海浪一样的。
But before God, even the sea is subdued and at perfect rest.
但是在神的面前，就连这个不听话的海也被驯服了，在神面前有完全的安息。
And then in verse 4 and verses 6 through 8, John describes the heavenly host.
然后呢，在第四节和第六到第八节，约翰描述了这个天堂的主宰。
Around the throne are 24 angelic kings called elders.
所以呢，在他面前有24个天使一般的长老。
And they're dressed in white, representing sinless purity.
他们穿着白衣，这说明他们是没有罪。
And there are these four living creatures.
然后还有四个活物。
Each the chief of its kind.
每个都是他们的首领。
And they are covered with wing, and they are covered with eyes, and they have six wings.
他们浑身布满了眼睛，并且有六个翅膀。
And these beings seem so high and holy and awesome to us.
这些长老啊、活物啊，都是如此的高大，如此的圣洁，而且是这样，是真是让我们感到非常的惊艳。
But what's striking is they themselves are totally focused on how utterly unique God is.
但是这里面最让我们注目的是，他们这些虽然他们是完全的圣洁，他们全然注目于我们完全独特的神。
Verse 8 says, "The four living creatures, day and night, never cease to say, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.'"
在第八节，四活物它。 每日每夜地讲到圣哉圣哉圣哉，主神是昔在今在以后永在的全能者。
In other words, God, there is no one like you.
所以怎么说呢？就是在这世上没有什么能够跟我们的神相比的。
You alone are the independent, self-existent, eternal I am.
神你是自由的，并且自由拥有的自己存在的。
You transcend all that is and even our ability to comprehend you.
你真是比超过所有的一切，远远超过我们的理解的能力来看到。
And you are pure, pure, pure. So pure that even the heavens are not pure in your sight.
神你是如此的纯全，纯全，纯全，纯全到这种地步，连天堂在你面前也不够纯全。
So pure that even the sinless angels are not pure like you.
神是如此的纯全，就连没有罪的天使在他面前也不够纯全。Verse
9, and whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who is seated on the throne, the 24 elders fall down, cast their crowns before the throne, and say, "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created."
下面是第9到第11节。每逢四活物将荣耀、尊贵、感谢归给那坐在宝座上、活到永永远远者的时候，那24位长老就俯伏在。 坐宝座的面前敬拜那活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前，说：“我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。”
In other words, God, you are creator.
神，你是创造者。Everything
else is creation.
所有的别的东西都是被创造的。
You are sustainer. Everything else is sustained. In fact, God doesn't just create things out of stuff like we do. God calls things into existence by the sheer power of His will. And for all these reasons, God is worthy. He is the rightful ruler and owner of all. Now, friends, are we gripped by this exalted vision of who God is? The angels in heaven are totally captivated by God. God gave us this book of Revelation to lift our eyes to Him. And God knows that as soon as we shift our gaze from He Himself, sin starts to seem not that bad. And God starts to become just a means to an end. But really, God Himself is the end. God Himself is our hope. The great treasure of the Christian life is knowing God Himself. That's why the Catechism says, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. That's why Jesus said, this is eternal life. That they may know you, the only true God. And Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And it's why the Apostle Paul could say, what things were gained to me, these I have counted as loss and rubbish, that I may gain Christ. In fact, Paul would say, if I have to suffer to know Christ more, then bring on the suffering. So friends, let's focus on God Himself. Let God Himself be the great theme of our preaching and Bible study. Not just 10 steps for a better marriage. And let's pray, oh God, show me your glory. Not just, God, please fix the problems in my life. And let's think, how can I press on to know the Lord? Not just, how can I find comfort and ease? As A.W. Tozer said, what comes into our minds when we think of God is the most important thing about us. So the first foundation for faithfulness is to focus on God Himself. Let's turn now to a second foundation for a faithful church. Keep the cross central. Because nowhere do we see God's glory more clearly than at the cross of Christ.
因为没有任何的一个事情能让我们能够看清楚神，除了这个宝贵的十字架之外。
But why would any church not keep the cross central?
为什么教会不愿意把十字架放在中间呢？
Well, one reason is because the cross will actually repel more than it will attract. The Bible calls it a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. And the idea that the great God of heaven would suffer and die offends man's sensibilities. And the idea that Christ died because we deserve to die offends man's pride. So some churches don't keep the cross central because they prioritize numbers over faithfulness. But there's also a more subtle way that the cross can lose its centrality in our worship and lives. It's whenever the cross starts to feel like old news. You see, as new Christians, we're usually totally transfixed by the love of God for us displayed at the cross. But if we're not careful, we can start to gradually move on from the cross as if it were Algebra 1, and now we're moving on to other doctrines as if they were Algebra 2.
我们就会觉得，哎呀，这个已经听了很久了，就好像是代数的第一课一样的。我们说，哦，我们现在可以学代数的第二课。
And we start thinking that the key to solving the problems we face and growing as Christians is to keep moving on to more and more advanced things.
我们误认为，我们的问题要解决的话，我们要学很多更晋升的课程，而不是十字架本身。
So if you have marriage problems, we think that we need the calculus of 10 biblical principles for a healthy marriage. But really, the cross, which was once central, has drifted off to the side. And when that happens, that fresh sense of the love and the grace of God begins to fade. And our motivation to serve Christ out of pure joy begins to wane. And reliance on works begins to creep its way back into our lives. And you see, we must never move on from the cross as Christians. It's not just the Algebra 1 of Christianity. It's the most elementary and the most advanced. And it's also the central spoke that holds everything in the Christian life together. In fact, Revelation 5 shows us that the cross is the center of history itself.
So, in 启示录第五章，他就看出来这个十字架是历史的中心。
And it's also like the key which unlocks it.
就像钥匙一样，可以打开整个的历史。
Look at chapter 5, verse 1.
让我们看第五章的第一节。
Then I saw in the right hand of him who is seated on the throne a scroll.
我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷。
This scroll is God's royal decree representing history.
这个书卷是神的圣洁的书卷，它是代表了整个的历史。
That is, it's God's plan to judge His enemies, to save His people, and to renew the world.
这个里面写的是神的计划，祂要审判祂的敌人，拯救祂的子民，并且更新这个世界。
And an angel asks, who is worthy to take and open the scroll?
然后那个天使就问，谁能够配得打开这个书卷呢？
But no one is worthy.
但是没有人配得。
No one can bring God's plan to pass.
没有人能够让神的计划来成全。So
John begins to weep.
所以约翰明白这一点之后就开始大哭。But
then one of the elders says,
但其中一个长老说道,
Weep no more.
不要再哭了。The
lion of the tribe of Judah,
犹大支派中的狮子,
the root of David,
大卫的根,
has conquered.
他已得胜。
So that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. In other words, the promised Messiah, Jesus Christ, has come.
所以呢，那个神所应许的弥赛亚，他自己来到了。So
John looks for this conquering lion.
所以约翰呢就开始找这个能够得胜的狮子。But
instead, he sees a lamb.
但是呢，其实他看到的是一个羔羊。And
the lamb is standing as though it had been slain.
这个羔羊看起来是已经被杀了。With
seven horns and seven eyes.
有七个角和七个眼。Which
are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth.
这就是七个神送向世界的七个。And
oh friends, this is Jesus.
这就是耶稣。He
is that great lion. Who has come in weakness.
他是那个有力量的狮子，但他来的时候是弱弱的。
To be the sacrificial lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
成为我们献上的羔羊，来除去我们的罪。
But having died, he now stands triumphant.
虽然他那时候死了，但是他现在得胜的站着。
Having risen from the dead,
从死里复活。
And he has seven horns representing fullness of power and authority. And seven eyes representing the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And then verse 7 says, He went and took the scroll from the right hand of God. And what all this means is that Jesus is worthy to take the scroll of history because of the cross.
然后耶稣他之所以能够配得，能够拿过这个历史的书卷，是因为他上了十字架。
The cross is the very center and focal point of God's plan for the history of the world.
所以这个十字架是神计划当中的最关键的中心点。
The cross is also the key which unlocks the future.
这个十字架是打开未来的一个关键的钥匙。
So even now, Jesus is unrolling this scroll, bringing God's plan to pass.
所以在这个时候，耶稣正在打开这个书卷，让神的这个计划能够得到成全。
And for all who believe in Jesus, that plan includes our salvation.
我们这些得救的人要记住了，这个神的计划里面包括了我们的救恩。
In other words, at the cross, the war was won.
所以我们要记得，在这个十字架上，这个战争已经胜利。Salvation
was secured.
我们的救恩得到了成就。And
we were purchased with His blood.
我们是神的耶稣的宝血买来的。There's
nothing we can do to add to it.
我们不管做什么事情，都不能够加一点一滴。
And there's nothing we can do to take away from it.
我们也不能做任何事情把神的救恩拿走。All
we must do is bask in the grace of God like a plant in the sun.
所以我们能够唯一做的事情就是在神的无比的恩典当中享受，就像植物在温暖的阳光下一样。And
if you're here this morning and you're not a Christian,
如果你现在在这里，你还不是一个基督徒，
this grace is enough for you.
这个恩典是足够你用的。
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
你如果相信耶稣基督，你就会被拯救。
Now look also at the response of heaven.
看一看天堂的回应。
Verses 8 and 9 tell us that the living creatures and the elders,
第八节和第九节是说四活物和二十四个长老。
Still right there in the very presence of God,
还在那里在神的面前。
They fall down and worship the Lamb.
他们都俯伏下来，俯伏在羔羊的面前来敬拜他。
And this is one of the greatest proofs in the Bible that Jesus is fully God.
这是圣经当中最好的凭证，就是说耶稣他就是完完全全的神。
Because if he's not,
因为如果他不是的话，
then this is the greatest act of blasphemy and idolatry in the Bible.
那这个就是圣经里面最大的一个偶像敬拜和一个诋毁神。
And the living creatures and the elders, they start singing a new song.
这个四活物跟长老们就开始唱一首新的歌。
Saying, worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals.
说你配拿书卷，配揭开其印。
For you were slain.
因为你曾被杀。
And by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation.
用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。
Now think of it, in chapter 4, we saw,
大家想一想，在第四章当中我们看到
the heavenly host worshiping God as creator.
这些天使们都是在敬拜神，因为他是创造一切的。
And they have been worshiping him as creator for thousands of years.
他们已经敬拜神，他的创造已经敬拜了千年了。
But now the song changes.
现在呢，这个歌颂改变了。
Now they begin to worship the Lamb as Redeemer.
他们现在在敬拜这个羔羊，因为他是我们的救赎者。
So not only is the cross the center of history, the cross is the center of worship in heaven.
所以这个十字架呢，它不仅是历史的一个关键。他也是在天堂里面敬拜的中心。
And these angels are mere spectators.
你们要记得，这些天使他们只不过是一个观众而已。
It's not like Jesus died for them.
耶稣不是为他们死的。
They didn't have sin that needed forgiven.
这些天使是没有罪的，所以他们不需要救赎。
But they are so moved by the display of God's mercy for us.
所以他们对他们的感动是看到神对我们的恩典。
That they fall down in worship and sing a new song.
他们都俯伏敬拜，唱出这首新的歌。
How much more then should we, as the very recipients of this grace,
如果我们的观众都这么感动的话，我们作为我们得到恩惠的这些人，我们应该怎么感到？
Sing with everlasting joy.
那我们应该怎么唱呢？我们要唱出我们无限的快乐。
And keep the cross at the very center of our lives and hearts.
并且要把这个十架永远的放在我们生命当中的中心。
We must never forget that we are sinners saved by grace.
我们永远不要忘记，我们是罪人，我们是被恩典救赎。
So keep the cross central.
永远把这个十架放在我们的中心。
Let's turn now to our third and final foundation for a faithful church.
最后我们第三点。讲的是教会的基石，第三个基石。
Do everything for the glory of God.
我们做的任何的事情，我们的目标都是神的荣耀。
Of course, this is really just the natural overflow of focusing on God Himself and keeping the cross central.
这是一个自然而然的从前面两点来的。如果我们注目于神，并且把十字架作为我们的中心的话，那荣耀神自然而然就是我们的目的。
And I expect that all of us as Christians know that whether we eat or drink,
我希望我们所有基督徒知道，不管我们吃什么喝什么，
or whatever we do,
不管做任何的事情，
all should be done for the glory of God.
我们所做的一切事情都是为了荣耀神。
But if we are not consciously focused on doing everything for God's glory,
如果我们不是很专心的，注重于我们每做的事情都是为了荣耀神的话，
how quickly our pride pollutes even our most pious activities.
我们的骄傲很快就会来污染我做的事情，不管做事情的我们的本意是多么的圣洁。
And you can be sure that wherever pride is,
啊，你知道不管哪里有了人的骄傲，
there is a place where we're robbing God of His glory.
然后呢，我们就会窃取神的荣耀。
So let's carefully examine everything we do.
所以呢，我们要仔细的审查我们所做的任何的事情。
And ask, is this bringing glory to God?
我们这个事情是给神，给神带来荣耀吗？
And let's also examine how we do what we do.
我们也检查我们做事情的方法。
And ask, am I doing this in a way that brings maximum glory to God?
我们做事的方法是不是能够最大量的给神带来荣耀呢？
And look at the example we're given by the heavenly host in Revelation 4 and 5.
我们看看这个第四和第四第五章里面啊，这些天使他们所做的这些事情。
In these two chapters, there are five hymns of praise.
是在两章当中有五首圣诗。
In every hymn, the absolute worthiness of God is extolled.
在每一个里面都把神的完完全全的配得放在最上。
And with each hymn, the size of the choir grows.
啊，在每一次唱诗的时候，啊，这个唱诗的这个人群越来越大。
In chapter 4, verse 8.
第四章的第八节。
The four living creatures praise God as holy.
这四个活物啊，唱出神是圣洁。
In chapter 4, verse 11.
四章十一节。
The 24 elders praise God as creator.
24个长老赞美神因为他是创造者。
In chapter 5, verses 9 and 10.
第五章的第九到第十节。
The four living creatures and the 24 elders.
这四个活物跟24个长老。
Praise the Lamb as redeemer.
赞美这个羔羊是我们的救赎者。
In chapter 5, verse 12.
第五章的第十二节。
Myriads and myriads of angels
无数无数的天使
praise the Lamb as altogether worthy
赞美这个羔羊是完完全全配得的。
And then in chapter 5 verse 13
在第五章的第十三节
every creature in heaven
在天堂的所有的一切
and on earth
在地上的一切
and under the earth
在地下的一切
and in the sea,
在海里的一切
and all that is in them,
而且在里面的所有的一切
praise God and the Lamb,
赞美神也赞美羔羊
saying, blessing and honor and glory and might be to their name forever and ever.
说到赞美荣耀大能一切都归于神永远永远
and the four living creatures said, Amen,
所以四活物说道 Amen.
And the elders fell down and worshipped.
所有的长老们都俯伏在地敬拜。
And brothers and sisters, we are called to join in this choir.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们啊，我们是被呼召加入这个唱诗班的。
As we behold the glory of who God is,
当我们观看这个神的荣耀的时候，
and the glory of what God has done for us in Christ,
我们看到在基督里面神所成就的。
And we are also called to beckon others to join the choir too.
所以我们也是有使命的，我们是要叫周围的人加入这个合唱团。
Verse 9 tells us that Jesus died for people from every tribe, tongue, people, and nation.
所以呢，在第九节里面说，神基督是为各族、各方、各民、各国的人而死的。
So it's our mission to go out and tell them.
所以这是我们的使命，要出去，要告诉所有的人。
That is one of the chief ways that we can bring glory to God.
这是我们能够做的，这是我们如何能够把荣耀带给神。
But the way we do it matters.
但是我们如何做，是不一样的。
It's not about attracting people by any means necessary.
这并不是说我们可以以任何的手段把人能够吸引过来。
It's about lifting up Jesus.
是说我们要高举耶稣基督。
Because when he is lifted up, he will draw all peoples to himself.
因为当耶稣基督被高举的时候，他自己可以吸引所有的人。
So may the Lord give us grace to focus on God himself.
所以求神赐给我们这样的恩典，让我们把一切都注目于神他自己。
To keep the cross central.
要把十架放在我们的中心。
And to do everything for the glory of God.
我们要做所有的事情都是为了荣耀我们的神。
Amen. And let's pray.
Amen.
Oh, Father, you are worthy of all glory and honor and praise.
神啊, 你是配的一切的荣耀,
God, we ask you to help us to give you all the glory.
神, 我请你帮助我们, 啊, 我们把所有的荣耀都归于你。
We thank you for giving Christ,
我们感谢你赐下主耶稣基督,
in whom our salvation is complete.
通过他, 啊, 我们的救恩得以完全。
And how we look forward to that day when Christ will return.
我们多么地盼望主耶稣基督再来的那一天。
And we will join the four living creatures and the 24 elders.
我们要加入这个四个活物和所有的长老们。
And all the heavenly host.
和天堂里所有的一切。
Worshipping your name.
我们来赞美你的名。
Thank you for the foretaste we have of that here in your church.
我们感谢你让我们在这里可以尝出尝你那美好的滋味。
We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.